Something's fishy in this week's Environmental Almanac. Rob Cantor has more.
Few people see fish the way Josh Sherwood does. Sure, casual observers may notice the minnows that dart away as they look down from a bridge, and anglers learn the habits and haunts of the bass, catfish, and other species they hope to catch. But Sherwood, who's a fisheries research scientist with the Illinois Natural History Survey, looks at a different picture. He's interested in the entire range of fish that inhabit Illinois streams, and he's quick to point out they are much more diverse and striking than you might think. For an example, he calls attention to the arrestingly colorful 3-inch-long rainbow darter, which is common in appropriate habitat throughout the state. During the breeding season, a male rainbow darter's sides are marked by alternating bars of vibrant blue and orange, colors that also dominate on its fins. Below, it may be yellow, green, or red, and there's another splash of orange around its gills. Most non-scientists never lay eyes on rainbow darters or the many other non-game fish that dominate our waterways, including myriad other darters, shiners, suckers, and sculpins, because we can't see them where they live, and we don't have sufficient cause to pull them out of the water for a look. Of course, pulling fish out of the water for a look constitutes a major part of the job for Josh Sherwood and his colleagues. Currently, Sherwood is in charge of fieldwork and sampling for a survey of the fishes of Champaign County, a project with very deep roots. It has been run at intervals of about 30 years, going back to the late 1800s, and this is the fifth installment. As they work on this project, Sherwood and company are building on the legacy of giants in their field. Their predecessors include Stephen A. Forbes, the first director of the Natural History Survey and an early definer of ecology as a field, and R. Weldon Larimore and Philip Smith, who pioneered the statewide study of the ecology, distribution, and conservation of fishes in the 20th century. Sherwood and his team completed about half of the fieldwork for the project this past summer and anticipate finishing up next year. In the watersheds, where fieldwork is largely complete, which include portions of the Kaskaskia, Embraugh, and Vermilion rivers, they have found roughly the same mix and numbers of fish that were found in the last survey, with one notable exception. In the Saline Branch, just downstream of the Urbana-Champaign Sanitary District's northeast plant, and further downstream, in the Salt Fork of the Vermilion River, fish species diversity has increased dramatically. In the Saline Branch alone, the number of species collected rose from about 30 in the late 1980s to 45 this past summer. What accounts for the change? Sherwood hesitates to speculate, since much work with the data is yet to be done. But it's natural to focus on possible changes in the flow emanating from the UCSD plant, since it constitutes such a significant portion of the total in the stream. When we spoke, Sherwood said it was his understanding that shortly after the previous survey, the UCSD began to remove chlorine, which is used as a disinfectant, from its discharge, and that would do a great deal to promote aquatic life.
To find out more about Environmental Almanac, to listen to it again, or to see photos, follow the links on our website at will.illinois.edu. And you can read Environmental Almanac on Sundays in the News Gazette. The Environmental Almanac is a service of the University of Illinois School of Earth, Society, and Environment, where Rob Cantor serves as communication coordinator.